Bob Clayburgh, sir. There you are.
Robert?
Yes.
How are you getting along?
Oh, I'm getting along fine. We've got a good season down here on the ranch. Hope yours is in good shape.
Oh, hell, you got more rain than you deserve. You...
No, I don't.
I don't know how you damn Republicans can be that lucky, and us Democrats just it's dry as hell, and the wind's blown all the moisture we had out, and then all you big shots that don't need rain, you always get the best.
Well? Glad to have it once in a while.
Now,
how are you?
Oh, I'm worn out and troubled to death and trying to keep from getting run out of Vietnam, letting the communists take over and trying to...
Don't do that.
Trying to keep from some other things. Bob, I want to get you to do something for me. About a month ago, I've got together... A few thousand acres up here, 6, 8, 10,000 acres in Blanco County around my home place. I've got about 3,000.
Yeah.
And then I've got two of the girls' places around here close by, and I've got me a park across from my house. And we're going to, some of these days, if we ever get it paid for, we're going to give it all as a monument because. I'm buying Hoover's out in Iowa now, and it's costing me plenty of thousands per acre, and Roosevelt's up on the Hudson. They didn't get all that, and they're trying to go in and get it, and Eisenhower's had his problems too, so I decided I'd get it while I could and get it at a reasonable rate, although it's gone up from 100 to 500. I've got it pretty well put together, and I'm going to just have a few head of just enough to be interesting. I'm not going to graze it much. I'm seeding it now, and I'm just going to have a few head of Herefords stand around where these drugstore cowboys had come down from New York or Washington, whoever's visiting me, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Cabinet, different ones, can ride out and kind of see pretty place. So I got the Game Commission the other day, about a month ago, to get me some, I bought some exotic animals, got about 25 or 30 of those, but I got them to get me some South Texas deer. And when they got here, they came up from the Caesar's place, whatever it is, Norris.
Yes.
The old Norris, and they had about 25. Now I want to pick over the next few months, whenever I can, I want to try to find some way to get me a $100 in does to scatter around here, and I want to get the best ones I can, and of
well,
course I want to get...
We'd be glad to sell them to your floor. I'll tell you the only problem we've had this floor, we haven't had it before, and I don't think it's a lasting one, but with the very good open winter season, we catch these things in traps by putting out cake.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't come. And we've got to wait now till this grass and leaf dries up, and then we could easily do it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
any problem about it at all.
What I wanted you to do, I don't want to bother you, but I did want two things. I wanted you to tell whoever the most responsible man you had was that he...
Can you give the name of somebody I can have my man come
to? I want to talk to A.W. Morrison here at Johnson City.
That's all, I know him.
He's on the Wildlife Commission, and I want you to ask them to get me the best ones they can, and then you get them to give me as good a price as you can.
We don't need to have any price.
Well, I want to pay, but...
Well, I'll tell you why that is. I'll give you a reason for it,
yep.
And then you can tell me what you want, and I'll do whatever you like. Caesar left a pretty big foundation for building up the wildlife thing in Texas. We have that money, and at times don't even know what to do with it.
Well, that's wonderful. That's just, he'd give me anything he had. He used to give me a suit every Christmas.
Well, know he was.
And I'm going to turn all of this into a national park.
Some thing I'd like to do when I do this, I may not do it all at the same time. We've got an animal down here that's a perfectly wonderful thing that you've never seen called the Nilgai.
Yeah?
And they are a giant African antelope.
Oh, wonderful.
And we started them about 35 years ago here on the ranch. And they multiplied beyond belief. They're a great big thing. They weigh about 750 pounds alive. And they're perfectly delicious eating. And nothing seems to bother them. They seem to do well anywhere. They don't seem to have any natural enemies. So you got to, if you get them and get them started, you'd have to keep killing them.
How you spell that?
N-Y-L-G-H-A-I.
N-Y-L-G-A-H-I. Where'd they come from?
They come from Indochina, from Cambodia.
Oh, gosh.
This is a funny thing. Someday you'll have to take a day off when you get a chance to fly down to Norris and look at them.
I will.
You counted $16 this morning coming up.
Oh, I will.
Now, we can't send you big numbers of them.
Oh, no.
Very hard to capture.
Oh, just send me.
You feel along, and you don't need but a few to.
That's all I want. What I'm doing, A.W., is getting me some friend of his got some buffalo, Oscar Haddon, up Ponk City.
Yeah.
He's going to get me two or three buffalo, and we got some, Gussie Bush sent me a couple of red English deer.
I think you'd enjoy these things more than anything else, because nobody knows what the hell they are.
I love it. I just want something that folks can ride around in the afternoon.
Yeah, this is what you want. They'll think they said something.
you know the old story about the fella said there's no use of being dumb and poor all your life when you can take a pint of whiskey and be rich and smart in an hour. And so our folks get smart about sundown up here sometimes, and I just want something for them to see, and I don't have anything to start on. And I figured
that. They'll think
they've had too much. Well, now there's some fella there that fell furious. That hauled him, I guess you can figure out somebody, but.
I'll pick the thing up, picked it up for you, and I'll hand it to Morse.
Okay, now you do it, Bob, and just tell the man to be on the watch out and get me the most attractive that you can get that you will let anybody have.
Well, just as soon as his condition's right, I'll deliver
him. Okay, my friend.
And thanks very much for the call. Let me know if anything else you can do.
Same to you. Come see me when you're up there.
I will.
Bye.
All right.